Queramos Shabbos, queramos Shabbos. So we're going to be learning the beautiful teachings of Rav Shlomo Carlbach on this holy parsha, Parshat Vayishlach, based on Rav Shlomo Katz's beautiful sefer, Evan Shlomo. Yaakov's angels. And Yaakov sent angels ahead of him to Esav, his brother. And we all know the famous comment of Rashi that these are Malachim Mamash, Mamish, real angels. He sent to greet his brother Esau. Shlomo says, we see here that Yaakov Avinu sent all his angels to Esau. Who are these angels? Rashi says, Malachim Mamash, real angels. And here I want you to open your hearts in the strongest way. Everybody's hearts open? We have no idea how many angels we create by our actions. Let's say I'll tell you that I keep Shabbos. Would you be able to know if I kept it with all my heart? You can't know. Now imagine you could see the angel which is created by my Shabbos. Then you would be able to see if it was complete or not. The Rebbe, Reb Zusha, said that he was up in heaven, and he saw the angels that were created by our good deeds. Nebuch, one had no feet, one had no hands, and one had no arms. One had no kishkas, one had no heart. Nebuch, he saw all those little crippled angels hanging out in heaven, created by our good deeds which are not whole. So Yaakov Avinu sent his angels to Esav to show him that his mitzvah, what his mitzvahs look like. Angels whom Yaakov sent there were his mitzvahs, and gevalt were they complete. Beautiful. Now, I might have taken this Rav Shlomo teaching as a sweet metaphor, a nice exaggeration, but I've listened to the talkings of Rav Anava, and he had a near-death experience, and he talks literally about these angels which were created by his good deeds, and the deformed angels which were created by his not complete deeds, and the opposite for which were created from his sins. And this is mamish what he talks about. You could look it up, Rav Alon Anava, near-death experience. And the truth is, the Zohar, all the Kabbalists talk about this concept of the angels which we create through our actions. And there are many who have had similar types of experiences seeing these types of things. So Gevalt, the next time we're doing a mitzvah, we're saying a bracha, we're putting on tefillin, we're learning Torah, let's do it with all our heart. Let's imagine all the beautiful angels that we could be creating to defend us and chas v'shalom, not have any prosecutors. Okay, another beautiful Torah from Rav Shlomo. Vayivato Yaakov levado. So when Yaakov was left alone, Rashi says something amazing. He says, he forgot the small pots, and he went back to retrieve them. There were some pots on the other side of the river, and that's why Yaakov went back to get these pots. Shlomo says, now I want to tell you something very, very deep. Nobody ever wanted to take away Avram's possessions. No one ever claimed that Avram stole. No one claimed that Yitzchak stole. But throughout Yaakov's life, there were so many claims on him. Esav took away all his possessions. Lavan said that Yaakov stole everything from him. Then the night before he met Esav, he endangered his life because he forgot these little pots. As much as Yaakov was very wealthy, Mamish endangered his life for these three little pots. And here the Ishbitzer says a very holy Torah. Imagine your neighbor has a dog. Whenever you walk into his house, the dog starts barking and wants to bite you. Your host starts saying how much he's embarrassed about his dog and he's going to kick the dog out of the room. But sometimes you walk into someone else's house and the dog is so sweet and quiet. Where does this energy come from? Is it from the dog? It's not coming from the dog. It's coming from the owner. You know what an animal connects to? The subconscious, the unconscious. Your subconscious is clear, and your dog doesn't bite. If on a lower consciousness you are a murderer, then your dog attacks everyone. So the Ishbitzer says that my possessions are not connected to my consciousness. They're connected to my higher subconsciousness. By the way, just a funny in-between story that Rav Shlomo himself once walked in, and there was a dog who would always go crazy on all men. But when Rav Shlomo went into the house, the dog mamish loved Shlomo, and was so sweet and nice, says Rebbe Yehuda Halberstam. But in any case, I want to know the deepest depth. If I love people half and half, but not really 100%, then my dog is also not 100%. Very clearly written in the Gemara, Baba Kama 48, that if I have an ox and it goes and kills somebody, then the truth is that I should chas v'shalom be killed. I should be killed. This is only my ox, not me. But hey, brother, if your ox killed somebody, there's a murderer inside of you. And it's also true the other way. If a person is really holy, the holiness expands itself onto all of his belongings. The truth is, when you walk into someone's house, you can smell from the walls what kind of person lives there. Even stones pick up on things. The Baal HaBayis can say, listen, I have nothing to do with the walls. I just hang out around here. Maybe we human beings have trouble picking up who we're really dealing with, but animals and nature and mamish pick up everything. Let me ask you, why is that when you stand by the holy wall, it's so good? Because Shlomo Melech built it. When it comes to the stones of Shlomo Melech, it's something else. You cannot say that the stones of King Shlomo and the stones from Rockefeller Center are the same. By the way, just a quick tour guide of the Kotel interlude. Even if it wasn't Shlomo Melech and it was some parts of it built by the workers of Second Temple period, they too were super holy. And their Mesiris Nefesh is what left the Holy Kotel still there for us. Getting back. At one time, the Heiliger Abter went back to Rav Shmelka's house 100 years after Rav Shmelka lived there. He walked in and said that every room was mamish paradise because the holiness of Rav Shmelka was still around. Another note, by the way, when I was in the Baal Shem Tov's shul in Medbej, mamish felt like heaven, like paradise. So you see what it is? Until Yaakov Avinu, no one attacked Jewish money. Do you know when somebody began to attack Jewish money? The moment that money, mamish, became Jewish. Because when Yaakov Avinu reached the level of serving God in a higher consciousness, even the money itself became very holy. And since the money was holy, then evil wanted to attack it. Remember the Gevalt story of a Yidola who sold his donkey to a non-Jew? The donkey was put to work on Sunday, and he worked all week. And Shabbos morning, they took the donkey and tried to get him to work. But the donkey wouldn't move. Nebuch, they beat him up, but he didn't move. It was Shabbos. So after 3 weeks like this, they realized that nothing would help make this donkey work on the Shabbos. Now this new owner had a big neshama, a really high soul. He ended up saying to himself, this donkey knows it's Shabbos. We human beings don't? The story is that the owner of the donkey converted and mamish became one of the rebbes of Bnei Brak. His name is Rabbi Yochanan ben Turta. Unbelievable. So Esav said to Yaakov, it's all nonsense. Don't tell me that the holiness of a person can expand to his belongings. Open up your heart. This is a gevalt. It says, V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha v'chol v'avcha v'chol nafshcha v'chol ne'odecha. Rabbeinu Bachya says, that v'chol v'avcha with all your heart, that was Avram. V'chol nafshcha with all your soul is Yitzchak. Yitzchak is ready to die for God. And then there was v'chol ne'odecha, with all your belongings, which was Yaakov Avinu. Everybody knows that me'odecha comes from the word me'od, very much. Whatever I want very much, mamish from the deepest depth of my heart, expands to my belongings. Yaakov Avinu learned from Avram and Yitzchak and added his own. Everybody knows that from Yaakov Avinu I cannot stop being a Jew. Yaakov reached deeper than anything else in the world. So you see what it is? This is why Yaakov mamish endangered his life for those little pots. By Yaakov Avinu, the holiness expanded into a little pot, and then the pot became holy, and he had to get it back. The vault, an amazing explanation of the Midrash, which I never understood. Just one little postscript. You see that Bnei Yisrael left, and Hashem was insistent that they had to go b'ruchush gadol, with a lot of money. And Avram Avinu, we also see this idea of him leaving with possessions. So the idea seems to be that we need to raise up our position to be on a holy, holy level, through our holy intentions. That's why they say that the tefillin of holy people, the mamish feel the kedusha because of the love that they put in. And they say the same is true by food. The energy and the love you put into making holy Shabbos food, for example, that's what people inhale and eat when they're eating their holy food. So maybe be zeiche to put so much love into all of our actions that our animals, our possessions, our children, and everyone around us can mamish feel the kedusha splurging out of us. Hope you enjoyed a little bit of Shlomo's sweet Torahs, and we'll have some more Torahs very soon. Good Shabbos.